She picked up a book and started leafing through the pages, trying to make herself forget about the jelly beans. But the more she tried, the more her conscience hurt, and the more her stomach began to feel queasy. It felt like all those jelly beans were playing soccer in her tummy. She put down the book and pulled the covers over her head. She turned to one side, then the other. She tried hard to go to sleep. She shut her eyes tight and counted to 10 frontward. Then she counted to 10 backward, but nothing seemed to work. She just couldn't get comfortable. And all the time, the soccer match in her tummy was making her feel worse and worse. She tossed and turned, turned and tossed and turned some more. Finally, she knew what she had to do. She quietly got out of bed, tiptoed down the hall, and slowly opened the door to her parents' room. She felt her way over to her dad's side of the bed. "Dad," she whispered. "Dad, are you awake?" No answer. "Dad," she called a little louder, right into his ear. Dad woke up with a start and reached out to her. "What's wrong, Gail? Are you okay?" "No, Dad. I disobeyed you, and now I can't get to sleep." "What do you mean you disobeyed me? What did you do?" "Dad, after you told me to put the jelly beans away, I picked out the black ones and ate them." With her admission, Gail started to sob as the whole story tumbled out. "I can't go to sleep because I disobeyed you and stole the jelly beans and ate them, and now I feel sick." Dad gave her a big bear hug. "Well, honey," he said, "I think you have learned a good lesson about obedience. I love you and I forgive you. Jesus loves you and he will forgive you too. Let's go back to your room and ask him right now." So Gail and her dad knelt together by her bed and prayed to Jesus, asking him to forgive her for disobeying. Gail immediately felt better. Dad tucked her back into bed, gently kissed her forehead, and said, "I'm proud of you, sweetie." "I love you, Dad," Gail responded as Dad turned out the light. Now that her conscience was clear, the black jelly bean soccer match was over, and with a smile on her face, she fell fast asleep. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James chapter 5, verse 16.